Michelin sends its inspectors to restaurants to eat and award stars. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to IAYTD. Every Wednesday, we focus on select little corners of hobbies and interests that people may not know about. This week, we're branching into food and covering Michelin stars. You may have heard the name Michelin because it's related to Michelin tires. See, in the year 1900, the tire manufacturers André and Edward Michelin created something called a Michelin Guide. It was originally meant as a guide specifically for France, outlining all of the travel destinations and why you should visit them, and thus encouraging people to buy cars, which meant more tire sales. This guide included gas stations, repair shops, and notable restaurants. The Michelin Guide began to cover all sorts of European and North African countries, but then the First World War hit and production halted. After the war, though, the Michelin brothers revamped the guide and began charging for it. This revamped guide included hotel listings, it removed advertising, and they began to actually categorize and rate restaurants. By the year 1936, they finalized their three-star criteria that they would award to restaurants. One Michelin star was classified as a very good restaurant in its category. Two Michelin stars meant excellent cooking, worth a detour. And lastly, three Michelin stars meant exceptional cuisine, worth a special journey. During the 1940s, the guide took a hiatus during the Second World War, though their maps were still used for military use, seen as the most up-to-date and accurate maps of some areas of France. Now fast forward to now. There are now Michelin guides for 23 countries. Michelin hires undercover reviewers, called inspectors, that travel to restaurants secretly and decide their category. These inspectors are not even allowed to disclose to their parents their actual line of work, since parents will likely boast and brag about this. So the number of inspectors that actually exist is a mystery. Since the Michelin Guide began in France, it's still a huge deal there. French media will debate who will gain and lose stars. There is a lot of speculation. France itself has an incredible number of three Michelin star restaurants, sitting right now at 26, and 83 two-star and 485 one-star restaurants. In second place, we have Japan, which as of 2016 has 13 three-star restaurants. This actually caused quite a controversy though, as these stars seem to be earned too easily, and people wondered if this leniency was due to the Michelin tire brand wanting to market more heavily in Japan. To get a three-star rating isn't always a good thing though. A few restaurants have asked Michelin to revoke their star rating. For example, Petersham Nurseries Cafe in London got a star in 2011, but people visiting expected a formal dining experience and unrealistic expectations of what the restaurant really was. Some restaurants in Japan also turned it down because they wouldn't be able to keep up their quality of food with such a drastic jump in popularity. The most celebrated chef in the guide, with 25 stars total, is Joel Robuchon. What does he think of the guide, though? Having the most stars doesn't necessarily mean you're the best chef. You've just got to have a lot of restaurants to have a lot of stars. At the time, Robuchon had 12 restaurants to his name. On the big screen, recently the film Burnt, starring Bradley Cooper, even focused on a chef trying to earn his third Michelin star and the pressures of doing so.
Everything from now on must be perfect. Not good, not excellent, perfect.
These are the absolute bare basics of the Michelin star system, some history and some highlights. Thanks for watching IAYTD, and we'll see you next Wednesday for another What Is.
I don't close good restaurants, and reviews close bad ones.